Hello!
Welcome to BSP Believer Skeptic Podcast.
The 100th episode where two idiots debate weird phenomena.
I'm Chris, I'm the believer.
I'm Cody, I'm the skeptic.
And if this is your first time listening to us, we are an LGBTQ paranormal comedy podcast and proud members of the podcast. And this is not a typical minisode.
Proud members of a podcast?
Oh, is that what I said? Proud members of the Podmoth Network.
We are proud members of a podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and so this is a 100th episode. This is like a
prologue to year five. Yeah. I guess that's what we call it, because we are, it's also going to be our 100th episode, and it'll be the beginning of our fifth year next week. So this is kind of your pre-cum.
He said it and then just like he cracked himself up. I love it. It really is interesting how this is how we didn't do anything special. It just aligned, the stars aligned where our fifth year starts with our 100th episode. That's exciting.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
So, but for that, as you know, we have been asking you, our faithful listeners, to send in your congratulations, any words of wisdom, any stupid antics, whatever you want, your favorite moments. And that's what we're going to do today.
Yeah, we're going to, we've got a compiled, some audio recording, some written down that we're going to read for you, and we're going to go through and play those. We actually haven't done them ourselves, so it's going to be like you're going to get to hear them, and then we're going to react.
Yeah.
So that'll be really neat. Now, unlike other minisodes, we did do a drink of the week.
Yeah.
Because we're thirsty.
It's a celebratory drink. So yeah. I think it's worth celebrating. Because when we first started, I mean, the one thing that me and Cody said, that no matter what happened between me and him personally, this podcast would continue to have a life, and it has, and here we are.
Like, and I mean, we've despised each other for so long.
We've had our moments, just like any relationship. We've had our fucking ups and downs.
Absolutely,
but we're still here.
And you know what? If people are wondering, we're still good friends.
Yeah,
we absolutely get along.
And that being said, too, on top of that, for those of you, we were on hiatus off social media as well. But I made an appearance yesterday to announce that we got an email saying that we have been nominated for the Paranormal Podcast Awards through Paranormality Mag, and voting open today. So if you would go there and vote for us, we will know between now and September 30th, voting is open, and there will be a little celebration, I guess, or an event, virtual event, announcing the winners. So
yeah, and it's exciting. I mean, we're actually just thrilled to be nominated, because we've seen we're up against some big hitters,
which also gives me a lot, boosts my ego too.
Yeah, it's a thing where, I mean, it's going to be tough, because like I said, I mean, there's some that are like, this is a huge podcast.
Yeah.
So it's really neat to be honored. So with that, did I say themed? Our drinks this time are not themed.
Yeah.
We just got drinks, but we're going to go ahead, I guess, and share what they are.
So I went to Fry's, our local grocery store here to the East Coast, or that way, but it's probably Kroger. But they only have two non-alcoholic
options
that weren't beer. So I got a Stella Rossi Naturals non-alcohol peach. So it's like a Bellini.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
And then I actually got one that actually kind of seems themed. It's called Sterling. And so it's like, y'all have been a Sterling group of fans.
Of stands.
Of stands. So I got that. It's a cab, and it's got a pretty bottle on it.
Oh, you didn't open it yet?
I'm going to open it. I'm trying to say, usually we don't edit our minisodes. We let those run unedited.
Yeah.
So we'll see if this opening actually goes
this
okay.
One we may have to, because Cody does not know how to open bottles. So.
Yeah, we'll see if it goes.
Okay.
So I actually learned how to pause a recording. So I paused it to open up the wine.
So fill a glass, raise a glass to freedom.
To freedom.
And cheers.
Cheers. Clink. That was hard. We're going to crash these things.
This is like juice.
That's what I figured.
Like, if this had alcohol, it'd be amazing. This is definitely brunch.
Oh, yeah, like a mimosa, like some, add some real wine or something to that. No, this wine is good. I like a cab. Cool.
So where do we start?
Okay, so we are going to start with, so what we're going to do is, we have more recorded audio stories than we do written. So we're going to do audio, then we're going to read one, audio, read one, so on and so forth. So with that said, are we ready to get this party started?
Yeah, and then we will talk about our own thoughts after we have everybody else's.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So first up, we have a shout out from Rondica.
Yay! This is Auntie Rondica. She's... We didn't know how to send in a voice memo, and I'm glad she did, because Yay. I love that woman.
We have, so for those of you who don't know, we have a private podcast group on Facebook.
Which you should join,
because it's so much fun, and she is one of the most awesome people on there. There's a few of people that really just make it wonderful, and she's one of them.
Yep.
So I'm curious to hear what she's going to say. So with that said, here we go.
Hey, y'all. It's my Chris and my Cody. This is Rondica. Oh, boy, I need to cut your nails. From Fayetteville, North Carolina. I've got my little cousin here with me. He's one. You say hi, Mr. Chris. Hi, Mr. Cody. Yeah. Say congratulations on your 100th episode. Okay, if you say that, I'm going to fall out. But, anyway, I love you guys. I think I found you with Wendy and Beth from Fruit Loop Serial Killers of Color podcast. I think they gave you a shout out or a commercial on their episode. And I just went on just to see about it because, you know, I'm like, hey, you know what? I like weird shit and y'all are weird. Y'all are my people. And I love you guys. I wish you many, 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 many more episodes. I know that you guys are already geriatric. So, you know, hey. But keep right on pressing, keep on pushing. You know, I mean, come on. You can do it. I believe in you. Yeah. Yeah. And Yahshua believes in you too. That translates to congratulations. And keep, yeah. And keep going and keep making more episodes. I can't listen to them right now because right now I'm only allowed to watch Disney Jr. and Nick Jr. Yeah. But when he gets older, you know, if they still have podcasts, by the time he's old enough to listen, he'll listen to you guys. But anyway, y'all keep on keeping on, keep on coming out with the weird stories, the wild paranormal. And, you know, I'm a believer, Chris, you know, so, but you know what, Cody, you my boo too. But anyway, I'm babbling. I love y'all. Edit this any way that y'all need to. Will you get your butt off my back? Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
Okay. We debated if we were going to react live or listen. And I think we made the right decision because when she goes, ow, you need to cut your nails. We fell out of our chairs laughing, and it would have ruined everything.
Yeah, we would have laughed through that whole message. So, Rondica, thank you, and thank your little one-year-old cousin on the congratulations. That is hilarious.
That was that every bit of that. Okay, so you noticed we did not edit a thing in that because that was gold. But by the way...
And also, you should have seen Cody's face drop when you said geriatric.
Yeah. I literally was like, bitch, that was amazing. It's like, okay, I didn't expect that, but that was great. Oh, my God. That was so funny.
Yeah. Can't get over it. Thank you, Rondica, again. And I'm glad that you and your group, our group, you bring the sunshine to our lives.
You absolutely do. And we listened to that opening about a couple of times, and we're probably going to listen to it again. Yeah. Okay. Right. So next, we're going to move on to a written story.
Correct. And I will read the first one.
Okay.
This is from Seth.
Seth!
Who Cody and they have a lot of beef in our private group.
Like fun beef.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yes. So. Seth is one of the people that I want to meet most in real life and just talk because they seem so cool and snarky and fun, and so I'm curious.
So Seth says, y'all, you made it. That's so wild. Congratulations, and congratulation emojis.
Yay.
As a queer cryptid disaster, I love BSP, and I'm so glad you've been able to reach such a huge milestone. I love listening to you two talk about spooky and weird shit, and I think the teaser minisodes are so much fun and unique idea that y'all consistently slam dunk. I also really respect y'all for listening to your audience regarding harmful or outdated language, because not everyone can know everything, so sometimes it helps to have someone point it out as a non-binary person. I trust you all to not be intentionally harmful, and I also trust you to be open to advice. Honestly, it's hard to find pods that are mindful of their language, even pods that are hosted by queer and LGB folks. Non-trans folks are often unaware that their language can be hurtful, especially when they're just repeating phrases, jokes, etc., that are super common in non-straight communities. So thank you for keeping your space goofy, but safe. Any whomst, congrats on your 100th episode. I hope I can send another message like this one when you hit 200.
Ah!
Too many more goofy spookies. Love, Seth. They, he.
Wow. Any whomst. I'm going to use that I love as my that. New word.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Seth. You, too, are a joy in that group. You are snarky AF, and I fucking love it. I'm here for it.
It's so fun. And it also, I actually, because I know, like, just sometimes, like you said about people speaking out that can not safe, I know that sometimes we can say things that are even unintentional or whatever.
Yeah.
But I actually like having people who can hold me accountable or just give me suggestions or information or advice, because that's how we grow, yeah. You know?
Like, and I do the same thing too, and that's why mm-hmm. we all always put a disclaimer, especially when we're talking about Indigenous people, we're saying this as it was written.
Yes.
We're not calling them this word. This is how it was written. You know?
Yeah. And that's why Chris has helped me a lot as well, you know, because I'm gay, but being, you know, like a cis white guy, you know, there were some things that, you know, that I have to learn. And I just look at it like whenever I was coming out to my best friends back in Amarillo,
yeah,
they were very kind and accepting. But of course, they were not in the know about things that they said being harmful and all of that. So I had to talk with them and say, like, especially whenever all the straight boys would be together and they'd be like, that's gay and that's gay and that's gay. And it's like, you know, if your intent is one thing, but at the same time, if you're equating gay to stupid, because that's basically like saying that's dumb.
Yeah. And, and again, side note, and mm-hmm. Cody knows this, and I don't know if I said on the podcast before, but I don't relate to the word queer, and it's just because of my upbringing and how that word was used in my culture, mm-hmm. and that's why I don't like it, you know, so just so you know.
And I had the exact same thing, but hearing the word used so much recently, so positively.
Yeah, no, I love
that. My brain is like twisting to that.
I kind of like how the LGBTQ community is reclaiming it.
Yes.
Kind of like,
that's exactly what it is.
Kind of like feminists reclaiming the C word, you know, like, I love that. Yep. You know?
Agreed. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So next up, we have an audio clip, and this one comes from, Learn.
Yay, Learn.
We love Learn. We love everyone. Everyone that is going to be in this, we're going
to
be like,
there's nobody
them.
On this list that we don't love, to be honest. And just so you all know, if you don't remember, Learn does have a YouTube channel that is spooky and crafty, and I fucking am here for it, so you should go check it out.
Absolutely. And with that said, here is what Learn has to say.
Hey, Chris and Cody, it's Learn. What's up, guys? First of all, I'm totally doing this, just winging it, so hopefully I don't mess up. But I wanted to, first of all, share that I am so excited about you guys reaching this major milestone. I have been a listener of you all since 2018. I specifically found your podcast because, one, I was getting really into spooky podcasts, and I'm sure that the listeners know that there are a butt ton of spooky podcasts out there, which is great. Nothing to complain about in that realm. But that being said, I was looking for a very particular kind of spooky podcast, one that really was interesting and brought a lot of really great elements to it, but also it was something that could maybe teach me something, you know, because who doesn't love hearing a good scary story, right? But I want to know the who, what, when, where, why. And I remember looking up scary podcast Facebook groups, and I found one, and I happened to see that Chris had posted about BSP. So the first things that got me interested was, number one, it was spooky. Cool. Great. Already here. number two, it was an LGBTQ paranormal comedy podcast. And I was like, 10,000%. I am here. I bought the ticket. Here I go. So, of course, my first episode that I started off with was the Black Eyed Kids episode. And of course, I realize that is not the first episode. I definitely skipped ahead, but I had no regrets. That was the episode that got me hooked. I was ready to go. I was starting to recommend BSP to all my friends that were interested in paranormal and spooky stuff. So I think what I really love about you guys is not only that you have given me everything that I just said, but this podcast is literally like sitting down and talking to a friend. You know, I drive a very long way for work. I commute up to 2.5 hours to go back and forth to work, which I'm sure anyone here who just listened to me say that probably went, ugh. So trust me, I need a lot of stimulation when I am driving. And BSP was a podcast that really sunk me into something, got me really interested, and also made me feel like I was talking to my friends. I would literally, and I still do this, listen to these episodes and respond to you guys like you're talking to me. And that made me sound really weird. I promise I'm not a weirdo. Anyway, I appreciate you. I love you guys. And I really appreciate that you also offer a platform for us as your listeners to share with you these paranormal moments that we have, these stories that we have, these creeps of the week. They really, really make me feel like we have bonded. Not only you guys as hosts, but also the rest of us as listeners. The Facebook group is super fun. If you haven't joined the Facebook group, you definitely should. I am so grateful to you both, and so grateful to this little happy spooky family we have. And I just have one serious question to ask. Chris and Cody, will you go with me to the Mothman Festival this year? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You absolutely do not need to go with me to the Mothman Festival. I just wanted to be funny, but naturally I wanted to extend the invitation because who else would I invite? Except for maybe other weirdos like me. I don't know. I don't know. Don't judge me. Anyway, I end my very long message by simply saying you are appreciated, you are loved, and thank you. Goodbye, guys.
Oh.
Wow.
Learn, that was beautiful. That actually made me a little emotional.
It really did.
To be honest.
Chris was tearing up during that, but it was so sweet.
Yeah, that means so much to us, you know? We're not for everybody, but we found our niche. And we had, when we started, we had goals, obviously, but we had no idea where this was going to go. And to be able to reach people like this, that's why we do it.
Yeah, exactly. That was so awesome. And, you know, your thing about how you started with the Black Eyed Kids episode, I think that, like, I'm actually kind of glad. If someone were to come in, I would tell them, like, don't start at the very beginning because our sound issues and all that stuff. Like, start somewhere in the middle with an episode like that.
Yeah, and then when you fall in love with us.
Yeah. Dang, come back and hear the mess. No, and I think our early episodes are great.
Yeah, and yes, we would love to go to the Mothman Festival, but we can't this year because Cody's been all over the road with the book, and then we're going to do a live show in Tucson, potentially here in November, so there's a lot going on. But I definitely want to go. So, like, we should plan for next year, possibly, since it's so far out that it's in September of next year.
It would be
or any other festival. Like, if we want to go to a Sasquatch one, they have those here in the Pacific Northwest. I'd be down for that, too.
Thai food festival? I'd be down for that. And my friend Scott.
Aswang. the Aswang. That's the Filipino one.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking the kapa.
I don't know what is happening.
The Japanese kapa?
The Japanese kapa. Oh. Is that the one that sucks the gym out of your ass? Oh, I was also going to say, first about Mothman, our friend Scott, who guest hosted he was our first guest.
Yeah.
He's been and lives not so far. And so it'd be cool, like, for all of us to get a little group together and go. It'd be awesome.
And also, another podcast to promote is Spoop Hour. The girls there don't live very far from there either, so that'd be a possibility too.
That's true. That'd be fun.
Oh my god, we got just like a spoopy Airbnb where all of us stay and just like party and stuff.
That'd be so great.
Let's do it.
Oh my god, a haunted Airbnb. Hell one that's supposedly haunted.
Except I'm not playing the Ouija board.
Oh, that's our Ouija board episode. No. It's too late. I think what I love so far is we actually are getting sound clips that I want to record and use. Uh-huh. Because for that one, Lern was like, when she was like, about her drive, we both laughed at that noise. So we're going to be, hopefully with permission, using some of these.
Yeah, sound bites.
All right, so next up, we have a written story. And this is a short one, but very sweet. And this is from our mutual friend, Amy. Amy is awesome. We love her. She's the one we actually know, like, before the podcast. Like, she was our friend.
Yeah. She's my friend. Oh, yeah. Actually, she's fair. One of the first people I met when I moved here in 2003. So I've known her for almost 20 years.
Wow. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. So what Amy has to say is, she is short but sweet. She says, flat out, the Christmas poop log. And then she goes, the one you smack. I was listening to that episode, power washing a large swath of bird shit off my pool deck. And then something warm hit me in the mouth. Oh, my God. And then she just says, horror.
If you don't you don't know Amy, obviously you all don't know, but if you know her, this is so on brand for Amy. Everybody should meet an Amy or have an Amy in their life.
I read quickly through it, but I did not see the in the mouth part. Oh god. Okay, that is amazing.
Thank you, Amy.
I've had one bird poop incident, and it was, of course, a Murphy's Law, where I was in a wedding. An usher, so I was wearing the tux,
sucks.
A bird shit on my shoulder.
That's supposed to be good luck in some culture.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had one poop on me, but I was in a jacket. It wasn't a big deal. It was a pigeon.
Oh, so it was fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, then next. Oh, cool. I don't know what that means.
Cool, too. Awesome. Birds pooping.
Yeah, pigeon. All right. So next up, we have another shout out from Jamal.
Jamal, you are the best. I love you.
Absolutely. And so this, without further ado, this is what Jamal has to say.
Hello. It's Jamal from Thanks for Coming podcast, the RuPaul's Drag Race podcast. Congratulations, Chris and Cody, on your 100th episode. We know over at TFC that this is a big deal, and we are so proud of you. Keep doing the damn thing, and huge congratulations.
Yes, queen.
I'm dying. Chris forgot, like, we do this. This is the first time we've done it where I actually pause our recording so when we listen. So he thought we were live. And as soon as you finish, Chris goes, yes, queen. And then he looks at me and he's like, are we recording? And I was like, nope.
So that was take two. Yes, queen.
It was great.
But thank you, Jamal. Jamal is awesome. Yes, listen to his podcast as well. He is a blogger of... I'm actually looking at Gaze in the Life is the blog, and he writes on queer lifestyles. So take a check that out as well.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah.
That is super cool. And thank you so much, Jamal. And we'll keep on doing it. We're going to try to keep on killing
it.
Keep on dragging it on. All right. So the next we have this is our last written shout out. Oh. And this is from one of my favorite people. For more than one reason.
Cody thinks you're cabalicious.
What's up? He already knows. What is happening? This is from Ken at Full Frontal Nerdity. And he's fun. He's part of our podcast group as well. Chris is laughing.
Because you're blushing.
I'm so blushing. And Ken knows this. So it's all right. But I'm just going to skip through that and share what Ken has to say. Thank you so much, Ken, for writing in. And he says... First off, guys, congrats on 100 episodes. Super happy I found this podcast. You two have great chemistry together. So keep up the good work and can't wait for the next 100 episodes. Hugs and kisses. Oh, I didn't read that part. Oh, my head.
No, thank you so much. That's really, really sweet of you to say.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. And we've been a guest on their podcast or his podcast before, his group. And we would like to have you on sometime as well. So if you guys want to join in and have some paranormal shit to talk about, let us know.
Yeah, they have a great podcast.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Especially if you're into the nerddoms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, nerddoms.
Yeah, like kingdoms, nerddoms.
I was thinking like Dom.
Oh, nerd Dom.
Nerd Dom. Yes, I was like nerd Dom. And I was like, oh, wait, I don't remember this coming up.
Nerddoms.
Nerddoms.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's going off
Where's
the rails.
Where's your mind today?
Oh, my God. What is happening? All right. So
you're thinking of Ken as a Dom and...
Oh, we're moving on.
Moving on.
Hugs and kisses. So we have two more audio files left to share from you. And we are super excited. We have the next one is from Fruit Loops.
Yes, these are some local gals to us as well. And we met them at a podcasting event here in Phoenix. Wendy and Beth are hilarious. If you have not heard Fruit Loops and you like true crime, definitely take a listen to them. They are a lot different than other true crime podcasts in that they focus on murders
of color,
or true crime. Yeah, the culprits are of not the culprit. Wait, not the victim. The culprit. Yeah,
yeah,
are of color.
Exactly, and we actually had them as a guest podcast on last year's break.
Yeah,
and so if you want to have go subscribe.
Yeah,
but absolutely. If you want to hear them on ours, you can feel free to do that too.
Not to mention, they are some bamps. They are badass motherfucking women.
They are badass, and they're so cool and so smart. And mm-hmm. we're just so appreciative too of what they've done for us. You know, yeah. Sending like Rondica over and other listeners over, and we are just really appreciate that.
Yeah.
So this is what Fruit Loops has to say.
Hi, Chris and Cody. It's Wendy.
And Beth from Fruit Loops.
And we just want to say, Santa Maria,
100 episodes.
Wait a minute. We are so excited for y'all. You are killing the podcast game. We absolutely love your show.
Love, love, love.
Love, love, love. Love the content, all the conspiracies, ghost stories, all the things. We love you more, obviously.
Yes.
And we couldn't be more happy for you. Thanks for being dope. And we are so happy to call you our pod pals.
Yeah.
Keep them coming. Another 100.
Yes.
All right. Look alive, y'all. It's crazy out there. Take care. Be easy.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
The horn was just, yeah, I was not expecting it. I hear it on your podcast all the time, but to hear it for the congratulations,
bow, 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 bow.
I love that thing.
That's hilarious.
That was so great. And you know what, I mean, what once the pandemic, I mean, it looks like we're going to start spiking again. Yeah, don't even get into that. But I would love to maybe just meet up and once things calm down, have a drink with y'all. That would be so much fun.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Then we can move from pod pals to real live enemies because y'all are going to hate us in real life. No, not really. Just kidding.
Oh, so again, listen to Fruit Loops Fruit Loops podcast, Killers of Color, something like that. You'll find it. Believe me.
Yeah, you'll find it.
Wendy and Beth. Yeah.
Way to sell them.
Well, I didn't write everything down.
I'm just kidding.
Out of order.
You could have been said right there. You could have said, well, you tell me what the name is.
That's true.
I would have been like, because I'm like, yeah, Fruit Loops, Killers of Color or something like that.
Killers of Color, I think it is. Yeah.
Yay. All right. So we are down to one last audio shout out. We saved the best for last. Just kidding. We haven't listened to these, but this is from Carrie. And she is one of our listeners, and we love her. And thank you so much for sending this in, Carrie.
I believe she also won one of your books. So, Carrie, let us know how that is. And anybody else that won Cody's book, let us know what you think.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to get a bunch of pictures of just it in the trash, like in different dumpsters, and be like, this is what I thought of it. But anyway,
you're so dumb.
this is what Carrie had to say.
Congratulations, Chris and Cody, and all the listeners to Believer Skeptic Podcast on the 100th episode and your fifth year of podcasting this wonderful, brilliant podcast. So happy for you. From Carrie in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Yay.
Well, yay.
Thank you, Carrie. I believe you are our only international submitter, but we are very appreciative. Thank you.
Yeah, it's so cool that whenever we look at our numbers, where people listen in from, and it's so awesome whenever people are out of the country and are fans.
Especially when you see those one-offs like in some random country in like India or something, you're like, I wonder what they think.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you want to reach out. And sometimes we'll get these little spikes, and it'll be like, people are suddenly in Malaysia, like Singapore, are listening this week, and I don't know why.
Yeah, it's just weird how it goes.
It is weird, but wow, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was so cool, and we appreciate it. I know it takes time and effort to do a lot of this stuff. Well, it does on our part too, but you guys don't have to do this. We're doing this for you because we love you and we get the engagement, you know?
Yep.
And I'm just happy to be here, to be able to talk to you guys and to have an outlet that is not work or theater related, that is something different, that's something unique, that is just fun. And I probably would not have the same outcome if I weren't doing it with you either. So,
oh, awesome. I was just about to say something for you.
That goes a lot to that. So I also appreciate you a lot.
Yeah, same thing. It's so weird, just like, because we're friends, but we podcast together so well, you know, and it's so collaborative, and we just have a great time.
That's what people always say when they compliment us. The first thing they say is, you guys have amazing chemistry.
Yep.
So that alone says it.
And I think that can be rare, because I know people who could even be really good friends in real life, but then you hear them on a podcast or something, and you're like, you know, Chris is like, who? I just made that up, but I'm sure it's the case. It's got to be.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Well, any last thoughts, anything? Well, this will come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
August 2nd.
Yeah.
We'll still be continuing on Mondays. And then our first fleshed out episode will come out on August 8th as usual. Please tell people about us. Please go vote for the Paranormal Podcast Awards. We'll be putting the link in the show notes.
And exactly,
keep on continuing to listen to us and tell people about us. That's the best thing you can do for us. And we may have some surprises coming out here in the next few weeks. We're still in the talks of some things, but be on the lookout for that as well.
Yeah, please do. And not to like be correcty, but I think the episode comes out on the 9th.
Oh, yeah.
It's 2 + 7.
Because today is the first.
Yeah, the first. Yeah, it's fine. People know when it's out. I was thinking, like, maybe we give people a hint, like in our minisodes to the topic, but we don't even know what it is yet.
No, we're going to choose here in the next hour. So.
Yeah, we're going to have dinner and go choose.
That's the other thing. If you have any ideas for topics that we haven't before or we haven't covered before, let us know. We're always open to ideas.
Yeah.
There will soon be a submission form on our website. So if you want to do it that way, you can do that as well.
Oh, exactly. And we'll have that hopefully up in the next week or so. So everyone, we hope you had as much fun as we did just listening to those stories and people's comments
and reminiscing.
And it was so much fun. And we're so thankful to all of you. So we hope that everyone remains well.
Be safe, please. If you're not, get vaccinated.
Yep. Please do. Please do.
Yeah.
And with that said, bye.